This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, I was actually up late, as I tend to be. You know, we do a nice show, so I was up late listening to the Freedom Fiends last night, and I heard them interviewing a lady. I didn't catch her name until actually Greg called in tonight to tell us what it was. Colleen was on their show last night, and it was Michael Dean as well as, Davi Barker, I think, was on as well. And they were talking with this lady who was formerly involved with the Stefan Molyneux group of fanatics.
Why use that terminology?
Some would call them cultists, and...
Fan,
that's what fan's short for, you know.
Sort of.
Fan is short for fanatic. Anyway.
I'm a Stefan Molyneux fan, and I wouldn't say that I'm a fanatic.
Okay. I think he does great videos.
Well, anyway, fan is short for fanatic, so that's something I wanted to mention here before we bring Greg back on the line, because Greg is also saying that he was involved with the Inner Circle, which is a very small group of about 10 to 15 supporters of Stefan Molyneux, who's this kind of internet philosopher who's made it real big and has hit on lots of podcasts. He's been on Alex Jones, and he's been on Joe Rogan, and he's gotten great exposure for the ideas of liberty. And that's something you were saying, Chris, during the news break, was that you feel like, and Chris Cantwell is here with Ian and Mark, but you feel like he's done a lot for the ideas of freedom. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, we've had Stefan on our show multiple times. He's been on as a guest co-host in the past, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I think he's easily one of the most important people in this movement. There's no question about it in my mind.
He's a friendly guy. He's a good communicator of the ideas of freedom. But, man, he's really stepped in it recently. I mean, with this whole use of copyright to take down a channel that's critical of him, that's, to me, one of the biggest oversteps, and it's something that should be apologized for, and like they've been suggesting on Freedom Fiends, you should try to make right to the owner of that channel. That I think it's actually more than one channel that that were taken off of YouTube as a result of copyright claims by a guy who supposedly is against intellectual property. So that should be rectified.
That's a pretty nasty contradiction, and I don't agree with him doing that. Let me play devil's advocate here and say that, like, you're on YouTube and you're agreeing to terms of service. I mean, this is what people always tell me when I get banned from Facebook. Nobody seems to care. I'm banned from Facebook right now. I didn't even do anything. I'm literally banned for being made an admin of a group that I never even posted in.
Okay. Not guilty.
But the thing is, like, you know, look, Google's a private company, and they set their own terms of service. And one of the terms that they set is don't copy the other guy's stuff. And if you go and you copy the other guy's stuff, then, you know, someone's going to bring the hammer down on you.
But it wasn't about it wasn't about even copyright. They used copyright as their lever against the channels that they didn't like because it was critical.
And when they were being critical, they were probably using clips from his stuff, and it's his own copyrighted material. And
that sounds like fair use to me.
It's fair. It's fair use. It's critique.
When you put out video and you want, you know, I'm like, how can I comment on your video without showing video?
Right.
So that sounds like fair use to me.
And even if their excuse for it wasn't about, oh, well, you know, we want to use copyright. It was, well, we used that because we wanted to protect our listeners. And apparently one of the channels was allegedly, supposedly doxing some of the listeners and putting information out there about them. But again, my position is it's not my job as a talk show host to protect my listeners. It's a lame excuse for copyright against somebody who's critical. Look, Chris Campbell, you know what it's like out there on the internet. People are going to critique you when you're visible, when you have a strong opinion. And, you know, you've got to be willing to handle that. I mean, to run around and issue takedowns. Notices to everybody who criticizes you to, you know, file a lawsuit. I'm not saying Stefan filed a lawsuit, but, you know, it's using the law to go after somebody who's critical.
When you make a takedown notice, what you're doing is you're threatening a lawsuit. Yeah. That's the reason that it's getting taken down, because they don't want to end up in court.
Right. And so anyway, that's a huge issue. But there's others. And we've got Greg back with us here in D.C. Now, Greg, you said you were on the inside or the inner circle, inner sanctum of the Stefan Molyneux group. And how did you end up leaving?
I think I put him ultimately ended up leaving because Stefan made specific promises about the quality of the relationships that I would have as a result of Freedom Man Radio, and those promises just didn't bear themselves out. The relationships and friendships at FDR were so ephemeral. They were, you would be friends with someone for 3 months, 5 months, 6 months, a year, and then something would happen, and then either you were shut out from that friend or they were shut out from you. And I was, look, I was in on
how were they shut out? What's that mean?
Well, I mean,
we're talking about internet friends here. We're not even talking about real life, are we?
Well,
Colleen
came to Christmas.
The line blurred quite a lot. I mean, in fact, I moved to Philadelphia along with, I was living with three other listeners, and some other people moved there. And at one point, we had like 8 or 9 people living in Philadelphia meeting up regularly. It was the line was blurred quite a bit. And I was in on calls and meetups where we were like, you know what, they're not feeling this person's living up to their values. I feel bad about that. And that's not the way that I really thought that I was going to get, happiness with my relationships. And one of my very closest friends now, I remember very specifically being on a call with Steph and three or four other Inner Circle members, and we were just going to, let person X take a break from the community for a little bit. This friend still feels like a gut-wrenching pain when he thinks about this. I still talk with him. He's one of my best friends, and I feel horrible about that because it was definitely pressured to not talk with him. And after my suicide attempt that I mentioned earlier, I was, Steph told me that I needed to take a little bit of a break from the community. So I took like a month or so. This was back in 2008. So I think fundamentally though, it was when Steph, legal, not legal, who knows, stuff with Christina was going on, he expressed some upset about me and a few other Inner Circle members not, quote, anticipating his needs about what he would need about emotional support and so on.
What was the legal stuff you were referencing there?
That was the stuff that he gave some half-truths or mistruths about on the Joe Rogan show, which was that, his wife being reprimanded.
His wife, you're talking about Stefan Molyneux's wife, is apparently a licensed therapist, and there was some sort of a dust-up between her and the licensing board about her giving out advice on a podcast or something like that. And you said, that the allegation is that Stefan told a lie about that on Joe Rogan?
Yeah, he said that she wasn't, I don't know the quite the specifics of the lie, but he minimized it. That's why I call it a half-truth, because technically if you can see where he is telling the truth by the letter of the word, but the specific words, but he is not telling the full truth about that. She was absolutely reprimanded. One of the statements was that the DFU, which is cutting off your family of origin, is not recommended in any of the scientific literature, and she signed that agreement. And he definitely washed over that in the Joe Rogan show.
And this was recent on the Joe Rogan show. He recently appeared.
This was like a week ago, yeah.
But right. You've been out for how many years? You've been out of fandom?
The reason I bring that up is because the legal stuff that was going on back in 2010 or so, mid 2011 maybe. And I was one of the few Inner Circle people who knew about this. And he was upset that I and a few others weren't reaching out to him, asking how he was doing. And actually, candidly, I was Skype, sending him a Skype message every other day, asking how his stuff was doing. And to me, going back to the friendship stuff, he considered me, I thought, a friend. And yet he, had these new rules about our friendship, which was, I need to anticipate his needs. And that
were you sending him money?
I sent him close to $2,000.
Stefan makes his money because, this is what he does, right? Like, he produces videos, and he produces videos that are pretty important, I've got to say. I've seen a couple
of them. Some
of
them are.
Yeah. Okay. So, it's like dandelion seeds, you put all this stuff out there, and then some of them, land in just the right spot. And that's what he does. So, I mean, obviously, as a video producer, he has to be paid in some manner or another. We have the AMP program. We take money, but we use it.
People can donate to you through ChristopherCantwell.com.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting.
I'm more than happy to take money.
I think it's interesting to know what, you know, people have donated and that sort of thing. I mean, you know, it shows a level of commitment, but I...
But that's not an indicator of whether or not it's a cult. Now, Greg, I'm wondering, I'd like you to... Can you hang on with us a little bit more? Or a few more questions?
Absolutely. I'm Paul Samoy. Yeah.
That's what I want to know next is it your view on this, that this was indeed a cult that you were involved with after the fact, looking back, hindsight being 2020. We'll come back with more with Greg here, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Still want to get back to the Galt's Gulch discussion. Plus, Chris Camwell found an interesting story about a court decision, some disturbing court possibilities as well, about redefining what threatening is considered legally. So, I'd like to talk about that. Of course, your calls come first here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Antiwar.com is doing a fundraiser right now, and I don't know how many days are left in this thing, but they're getting close to their goal. They're over halfway to the goal, but they need to make the goal to keep the site operating and to keep the news flowing. The only real great site with anti-war opinion and editorial and news. It's a great site. It's been around for a long time, and let's keep it together. And in fact, right now there's a Bitcoin doubling, a matching fund available. Up to $10,000 worth of Bitcoin is on the table that is matchable, essentially. So if you contribute some Bitcoin over at antiwar.com, some of that Bitcoin that's on the table will go to match it. If you don't have Bitcoin, you want to do credit card or PayPal or something like that, they also have $26,000 in non-Bitcoin funds that are available for matching. So whatever it is that you give to antiwar.com, it will likely be matched. Please go there and do that if you support antiwar.com's efforts. Whether you even read the site or not, they do some great work there. So let's continue here. We've got Greg. He's in Washington, D.C., calling in about Stéphane Molyneux, which is, we don't normally talk about Stéphane Molyneux on Free Talk Live. It's not normally a topic that comes up, but within the last couple of weeks, it has come up multiple times. People are very concerned about this, and I imagine there are people out there who would like us to not be talking about this sort of thing. But as much as I appreciate what Stéphane Molyneux has done for the ideas of freedom, and he has no doubt propagated those ideas, I'm not going to run interference if somebody has something they want to reveal about their experience in being a supporter of Stéphane Molyneux and some of the things they experienced and that they saw and they heard, because maybe things aren't all as they seem, and maybe there are some real legitimate concerns about, how things were run and what, specifically him taking down a YouTube channel which had clips that maybe he didn't want people to hear, like this one.
When I recognize that if it's not for this show and me right now, for all that I can see, people might have to wait another 2,000 years or 2,500 years for someone to come along who's willing to take this stand.
Now, I don't know. That's obviously out of context. I don't know which stand he's talking about. Whether it's a stand regarding parental abuse, or whether it's a stand regarding talking about the ideas of freedom.
Well, to him, these are the same things. That essentially, from what I've gotten is that, it's all wrapped together. That government is abuse, and that it all stems from people striking their children.
Greg is with us here. He was on the inside, or the inner circle, of Stéphane Molyneux. This is he's an internet philosopher. Stéphane's website, by the way, is freedomainradio.com. He at least deserves a plug so people can go and listen on their own, make their own decision.
And he's a powerful broadcaster.
But the critical channel on YouTube is now called True Mirror, TRUMIRROR. I'll put a link out to it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. That's where all the videos that were taken down from the previous channel, True Sheebs, that those were re-uploaded to a different channel. So they're still there, just like with the Streisand effect. Now that Stéphane has attacked the True Sheebs channel and had it taken down, it's only, of course, popped back up and now has become more controversial, and there's now more discussion about these videos and more discussion about the channel and more attention brought to the whole controversy. So again, he would have been better off just letting it be. Just letting the channel be.
I can tell you from my own experience that the people who have tried to shut me up have done the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Yes, I've told the Free State Project board this.
So, Greg, you're back with us here. The statement that he's saying here is that people might have to wait another 2,000 years or 2,500 years for someone to come along who's willing to take this stand. I mean, what do you have to say about that as somebody who is formally involved? Do we have Greg? In Washington.
Greg in D.C.
Oh, sorry. So sorry.
Hey, we're going to give you one a mess up.
Yeah, you're practically an interview at this point.
Right, this is basically an interview. Most of the time we'll drop a call on that, but we're going to give you the chance to not do that again. This is on real radio stations, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
So you were saying about Stefan Molyneux's statement about people having to wait 2,000 years or 2,500 years for someone to come along who's willing to take this stand. You were saying that is BS.
Yes. And the reason I think that he's overstating his role. I think that he did have a very good role in certain aspects, particularly, talking about things like peaceful parenting and things like that. But he has a habit, I think, of not talking about the people that came before him. I think there are a couple of podcasts where he talks about the three podcasts worth reading are Rand, Nietzsche, and Aristotle. And that's obviously an exaggeration. He's obviously like on a podcast saying words into a microphone, as you, Ian, said the other night. But no, I think that there is some that takes a little bit of an ego to have that cross your mind.
Absolutely.
And then to put yourself as the fourth main philosopher in human history, and I really do think that he thinks that. As Colleen said, I was actually there in a hotel lobby when he said the comment about, he actually like put a microphone in between us. It was just the two of us. I had met there for a barbecue in Toronto, and he put a microphone in between us with chairs, and he said, yeah, just by the way, I record every conversation I have. I even like keep it on when I go to the grocery store. Wouldn't it be cool to see like Socrates going to the grocery store? That's where, that, and I think he told that to other people, and that's sort of the ideology of where that quote came from.
Well, gotcha. I do think that to do that job, you have to have something of an ego. And, sure. I guess that is what it is. Also, no one's going to promote you like you promote you. So,
well, that's true. But I think the problem with doing a one-man show in a lot of cases is that the ego can go wild when there's nobody else in the room to check you when you say something stupid or something crazy
You designed Free Talk Live never to do that. You called it Free Talk Live. It's not the Ian and Mark show. The whole idea is to not have that thing going on here on Free Talk Live. And frankly, one of the fastest ways to get off the air on Free Talk Live is to start telling the show host, specifically Ian, but it makes me uncomfortable too, that they're great and awesome and that kind of thing.
I
love what you guys do. That's fine. Right. But,
just
a whole bunch of that.
Doing what I can with a microphone. So, Greg, cool. The question I asked you before we went to break was, looking back on this, and you said it's been a few years since you've been involved with the Stefan Molyneux Inner Circle. Were you involved in a cult?
I'm not comfortable calling it a cult. I think there were some clearly culty aspects to it. I think specifically the groupthink of getting on calls and deciding who needed to take a break from the community, the off-limits nature of certain discussions. I mean, you can go to the board right now, and I think there's still a post into the top that determinism is off-limits. You can't talk about determinism on the board. things like that.
It sounds like Keane.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing tonight. I really appreciate you calling in and sharing your experience, Greg.
You don't think Ian would talk about determinism?
We'll talk about anything here on Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call tonight.
It'll annoy me.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can call in, share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-642-64.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Have you ever been involved in a cult? Now, not all cults are religious. Sometimes there's like business cults. I was involved in a magnetic mattress sales company once upon a time that could be argued. This is a network marketing company. Could argue there's cult aspects to that, too.
I wouldn't disagree that there's cult aspects to things because cults have managed to use certain ideas, certain ways to motivate people. And they fine-tune them. But if you call every organization that has had some success at motivating people towards a common goal a cult, you destroy the term cult, and...
That's not what I'm doing.
You minimize and...
Are you saying I'm doing that?
I'm not making that claim, okay. But you have tossed out the term cult about a dozen times this evening, and I find... First, here's the thing.
We're talking about whether or not something's a cult.
So we're talking about the word cult.
And I think the answer is no.
People throw that accusation at us, right? People throw that at
Ian. Hold on.
You think what is not a cult? I'm sorry.
I do not think that the Stefan Molyneux and the Free Domain Radio thing is a cult.
But what about network marketing?
I do not think it is a cult. For me, a cult needs to have a religious center.
That's not true. I mean, again, just because...
You have looked at the definition. You found one definition out of like a dozen of them.
There's several different websites out there with information about cults.
Yes, you can misuse a term enough that it will then suddenly garner another meaning.
No, it doesn't have to have a religious aspect. There's certain things about cults that apply to most cults, but not all cults. So it's certainly common for cults. cult to have a religious viewpoint. But in the case of a business-like cult, it would still, for instance, apply to the group displaying a zealous and unquestioning commitment to its leader. Having that sort of charismatic leader is a sign of a cult. Also, having jargon is a sign of a cult. Having the encouragement of disconnecting with family members, which is something I saw in network marketing. Hey, if your friends and family don't want to sign on to sell the product, then you should disconnect from them and come and hang out at our meetings. So that's also a very culty thing. So don't just shove something to the wayside and say, oh, well, they can't be a cult because it's not religious. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I don't think it necessarily has to have a religious center. I mean, if it's an ideological thing, I mean, you know, look, there's a lot of people who look at libertarianism in general as like a political cult. And then, of course, there are different factions within the movement that people get caught up in, and it does, like, occupy their entire life. I mean, Look, there's how many people have left their friends and family and pets and career behind to move to New Hampshire and join up with us, right? And then people say this about Free Keen or whatever the group of activists here we want to call them, they say that it's a cult and that Ian's a cult leader and all of this stuff.
Well, I actually am a minister in a church. So,
right, and you actually did start a church, and I said to you, I'm like, how do you think that's going to go over with the people who call you a cult? And you're like, might as well run with it, right? Yeah. So, I mean, now you've actually got the Keen Activist Center is now a
which
a
you've been
parish,
unbanned from, by the way.
A parish, or what is it? A parsonage of the Shire Free Church. And so, you know, when I get my notice that I'm banned from it, well, you're no longer welcome at the parsonage of the Shire Free Church. Yeah. And, you know, so people throw these things around, and I don't like, it seems to me, and
you
I know
are not banned, by the way.
I was at one point. I am now unbanned. Right. And now, because, because
nor
of
did
a couple
I ban
of,
you.
I know that you did not ban me. Look, you and I are good.
In fact,
right?
While you were banned,
you zip it or I'll ban your ass.
At the Keen Activist Center, while you were banned, you were not banned on this side of the building. It's a duplex,
right.
And so you were always
ridiculous. Yeah, so this was the hilarious thing of me coming and hanging out on one side of the porch while the people who banned me were hanging out on the other side
Which
of the
did,
porch.
You did, gracefully, because you like property, you know, appreciate property rights.
Of course, I do.
Where were you going with the
Well, the thing is, it seemed to me that what you were doing is you did not call Stefan Molyneux's thing a cult, but it seemed to me that the implication was certainly there, and I
think I agree with the caller that there are definitely some things that that sort of ring to ring the cult bell, if you will.
There are
some red flags.
Yeah, there are some things that are worthy of concern over there. But I think
with the Shire Free Church there is no leader. I'd like to point out, since you brought up the Shire Free Church, and you can go to church.shiresociety.com if you want to read more about it. There is no leader. There is no dear leader. No charismatic leader. And certainly you can argue I don't have much charisma at all.
Yeah, I would argue that.
But there's no charismatic leader. There's no hierarchy. There's just ministers, and then there's people who are members of the church. So anybody can become a minister so long as they sign the Shire Society Declaration and they agree with the tenets of the church. And each minister decides for themselves who they recognize as other ministers. So there's not even any kind of central committee or anything like that.
Well, I mean, the parsonage of the Shire Free Church is in a house that was once owned by a Mr. Ian Freeman. And, he is now given this over to the church and, we'll sort of see.
Yes, but I don't ask anyone for any contributions to the church.
But people throw these accusations around. I mean, I think it's damaging. I don't think it's appropriate when they do it to us. I don't think that it's appropriate to do to Stefan Molyneux. I mean, it's a voluntary association, and there's some people who take it way too seriously. There are people who are unquestioning towards Stefan, and that's not healthy to do with anybody.
For anybody.
Right.
And that's another kind of culty aspect. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. We've got Nate, who's been waiting patiently, listening in northern Minnesota to WNMT. Hey, Nate.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah. It's under Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. It's Rule 38. It's over $20. You have the right to a jury trial.
Yeah, not true in most places that I've ever been.
You know, it's the
get yourself into a common law court. Try it.
Yeah, it's the rule. I agree with you. It just doesn't function that way at all. And to try to get it to function that way seems to be impossible.
Wait, yeah, that's Chris. Can you expand for a moment on what you're saying there? Because isn't that in the statement? Weren't those words in that statement before Nate started reading?
In all suits at common law. If something with the matter of controversy exceeds $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, or something to that effect. And that's obviously not the country that you live in, and the courts that you go
maritime
into
law,
now
admiralty
are not common law
statutory
courts
law.
As that was understood. You're really
civil
dealing
law.
With it's if you want to call it civil.
Yeah, I would love to be able to get a jury trial for a speeding ticket, and I think I should be able to, but
you can.
I can't.
Listen, yes, you can. The judge is going to buffalo you. All you have to do, the judge is going to ask you, are you pro se? You say, my name is whatever your name is. And he said, well, do you have a public defender? My name is whatever it is. You say your name three times.
Hold on. Well, it sounds like Beetlejuice. Now, Nate, let me ask you this. This is the most important question about what you just said. Have you actually tried this?
Yes.
Do they allow cameras in the courtroom where you've tried it?
No, not in Minnesota. They don't. It's up to each judge's discretion. So basically the judge says no, and the judge can change the transcript fee whenever he wants for each case, which is odd, but that's the way it is in Minnesota.
Can you say camera three times and get a camera in the courtroom?
Say that on the radio. We got
to
let you go.
I would invite the gentleman to come speed around New Hampshire and try to click his heels together three times or whatever his pitch was and see if he gets a jury trial for a speeding ticket, because I don't think it's going to fly. I'm sorry to tell you.
I'd love to see it, too. I mean, there are a lot of people who call this show with a lot of legal theories about what they think's going to work in court, and 90% of the time, they've never been in court.
Right.
They've just been studying, and that's great, but it's not real until you actually attempt to apply some of these ideas, as I have done, and I believe, Chris, you've done some of this, and I've tried some of this stuff, and it just doesn't go anywhere whatsoever at all, ever, and I'd love to see that change.
You'll
please
get yourself locked up.
Well, I've got myself locked up either way, but yeah, I mean,
nothing to Ian.
But yeah, it's true. The first time I tried it,
contempt.
Right, the first time I tried it, I got held in three times contempt. I got three contempt charges for trying some of this court magic words, mumbo jumbo, whatever you want to call it, legal theories. But I would like to invite everyone out there who has these legal theories, I don't care which one it is, whether it's sovereignness or it's the all capital letters conspiracy, or it's that you have to utter these words and then you don't consent to the jurisdiction, whatever it is, please come to New Hampshire. In fact, if you come to the Keene area and you get a trial where you want to show off your freedom stuff here, that's going to help us all get out from under the thumb of the courts, I'm going to bring my video camera in. We're going to record every single moment of it. We're going to put it on YouTube for everyone to see your amazing plan.
We will finally solve this problem.
Everyone in the world will be able to see your amazing plan work or not.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
How's your pH today?
Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want by dialing toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those. freetalklive.com.
We are going to Orlando, and Ian, both you and I.
Yes.
From on Saturday, October the 4th through Monday, October the 6th. It's going to be Coins in the Kingdom. It's a Bitcoin party at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty good job. Free Talk Live is going to be there, and you're invited. Lots of different speakers. MK Lords, Davi Barker,
Two of my favorites.
Yep, Will Pangman, Jason King, Pamela Morgan, Jeremy Gardner, lots of different folks. Jeremy Gardner's from the Cryptocurrency College Network. And it's going to be at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney Saturday, October the 4th through October the 6th. Tickets are only $60.
Downtown Disney, isn't that a private city, like private roads, that kind of thing?
Yes.
That's so cool.
And hotel rooms are $99. Kids under 12 are free. Fun's mandatory, though. Come celebrate magic internet money at the Magic Kingdom. Coinsinthekingdom.com. Should be lots of fun. I intend to enjoy myself thoroughly. Coinsinthekingdom.com.
Let's continue. Robert is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Robert. Breathalyzer quite a few years ago.
What about one? You beat it? How?
You were asking if anybody had ever beat the breathalyzer test.
How'd you do it?
I was on my way home, and, you know, I had come from, a bar about an hour earlier, and I had drank a Boilermaker. And an hour after I got into town, I had the music turned up real loud back then. I was real cocky when I was young.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the police, came up, behind me, and, you know, they pulled me over, and a cop got out, and he says, don't you think that music's a little bit too loud? And I said, no, I don't think it was. And he says, let me see your license and registration. And I said, okay, here you go. And the cop goes, he says, I smell alcohol. He says, you been drinking? And I says, I says, I can neither deny nor confirm. And he didn't like that at all. And he grabbed the door and he said, what's the stuff out of the car? And we did the, you know, the sobriety dance out in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, look like you were wobbling around a little bit. He says, I'm going to have to take you down the station. We're going to have to do the breathalyzer. You know, so I went with him and we got.
What happened to your car?
Huh?
What happened to your car?
They left it there.
Okay.
Interesting.
And they brought me down to the station. I got in the station and the cop comes up to me and he says, it's going to take about 20 minutes for this machine to warm up.
Warm up?
He says, don't cough, don't clear your throat, you know, don't put your hands to your mouth or anything. He says, just sit there in the chair for about 20 minutes. And I said, well, no, I'm thinking that this should be all right. And another cop comes out of around the corner. He sets a chair in front of me, and he sits there for 20 minutes staring at me, you know. And then, you know, the other cop says, all right, come on, we're going to do the test. And I said, oh, you know, he says, blow into his tube. He says, blow, 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 blow. And so I blew into the tube. And, you know, a few minutes later, the cop comes back and he says, I don't think the machine's working right. He says, we're going to have to go ahead and do the test again, you know. And I said, well, what was the results? And he said, well, it was just a little bit below, you know, the legal limit.
Yeah, do it again. Let's see if we can get you over that number.
Yeah, I wonder, in this case, it seems very strange. I wonder, you wouldn't be refusing a breathalyzer at this point if you refused the second breathalyzer. One. No, I didn't refuse it. I took one.
So did you refuse?
So anyways, you know, I had to sit there for another 20 minutes while this cop stared at me. I was getting really kind of annoyed after 40
I'll
minutes
bet.
Of staring at this guy. And so I took the test again. And the second time it came around, it was lower than the first time.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Okay.
And so, you know, the cop says, well, he says, you passed the test. He says, do you have somebody that you can call to come get you?
What?
And I said, why do I got to have somebody call and get me? I says, I passed all three of your tests.
Yeah, and take me says, back to my damn car.
You know, he says, well, even though you passed the test, he says, we can't let you go because if you, you know, get hurt on the way home, he says, we're liable.
Ridiculous. I don't believe that. I think that's a lie.
It also doesn't sound to me, the description of what you just told us, sir, was I know how to beat the breathalyzer, and it sounds to me as though there was no special trick being done here. What you had described before was you had a Boilermaker, which is, to my understanding, a shot inside of a beer. Now, if you were just under the legal limit, it would seem to me you might have had maybe two of those or maybe even three, but it doesn't sound to me like there was some special trick to beating the breathalyzer here. The way you beat the breathalyzer is, you know, you either don't take it or you argue against it in court. Because it can't be beaten
though.
In court.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good story. I mean, it wasn't a technique on how anyone else could double the same experience. But nonetheless, Robert, how did you end up getting back to the car?
Well, the cop says, I'll call somebody to come get me. And I said, well, I don't have anybody I can call. I said, why don't you just take me back to my car or take me home? I said, I was almost there. And the cop says, well, our insurance won't cover that. Or we can't.
Well, you should have thought of that before you kidnapped me off the side of the highway.
Right. So they wouldn't they were arguing that if they just let you walk away, that would be a problem?
Yes.
That somehow they're liable if you walk out of the police station and walk down a sidewalk, but they're not liable if you walk out of the police station and then get into someone else's car who then drives you down the street. It's just ridiculous.
Right, and so I couldn't, you know, find anybody to come get me, so I ended up, they brought me to the county jail. I was there for probably 16 hours.
Unbelievable. Now, why were you there for so long? Was it until you could reach someone, or what?
Oh, no, because you have to be there for a certain amount of time.
You put them in a drunk tank. They put him in a drunk tank. So that, you know,
so they protective custodied you, even though you weren't drunk enough to be not driving.
Exactly. You know,
they've got the DWI laws can be funny in certain places. Like in New York, as a matter of fact, if you're between, like, if you're from 0.05 to like 0.079, if you're 0.041 to 0.079, that's actually like a violation. It's like you could almost get like a ticket for it. So in some places, they'd say, even though you're, you know, if you're a 0.079, you're under the 0.08 limit, it's still not legal for you to drive, and they can even charge you with driving while intoxicated, even if you're below it, because they just feel that you're intoxicated.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Just close enough.
Robert, thanks for sharing your story.
Matt's trying to lower the limit, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. They absolutely want to do that.
They'll go to 0.06.
Yeah, they'll take it down to 0.04 if they get the opportunity.
How many more lives? These people
want it zero. Look, will they ruin? Mothers Against Drunk Driving is neo-prohibitionist. These people want to ban alcohol, a lot of them. They're not screwing around. And you even talk to, like, you can look at Candace Leitner, who founded Mothers Against Drunk Driving. She even said it. She's like, look, I made Mothers Against Drunk Driving to fight against drunk driving, not alcohol. Her own words is, Mothers Against Drunk Driving has become far more neo-prohibitionist than I ever intended it to be. These people are out of control. Wow. They have a serious agenda, and it's not about saving lives anymore.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We've got Nathan. He's on the line via Skype. Hello, Nathan, in Texas.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to try and offer a definition of cult that would fit with what you were talking about before, because Mark was arguing that they had to be religious, and I don't agree with that.
Right.
So the definition that I usually use of a cult is that it's a group of socially alienated people who – so there's three ingredients. It's a group of socially alienated people who are kind of united or adhere to some kind of artistic or some kind of idea, and that idea has to be promulgated by some kind of father figure or mother figure, like some kind of dear leader, if you will.
Mm.
So, for example, you could consider, I use the term really loosely. I would consider, for example, the Libertarian Party to have originally been a cult, but then it kind of got diluted, and now it's kind of a mainstream conservative party now.
I'm not sure why. Why would the Libertarian Party be a cult?
Well, because it was started by Nolan, right? And so he was the one promulgating the ideas.
But that's not really accurate. I mean, look, Nolan started it.
It was a group of people.
Yeah, it was a committee of people, and he's often credited with it. But I don't know.
We can talk about some aspects of what makes something a cult here in a moment, and certainly we can look at the Libertarian Party. I've had some experience in it. Chris Campbell, you have as well.
Certainly.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I have to agree, looking back on my experience in the Libertarian Party, I don't think I was involved in a cult. We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Friends or family need artwork? Heart bypass in the U.S. is over $150,000. Heart valve? $175,000. Asia Run Like Hell Guide.com announces a limited time promotional special. Heart bypass at $10,300 and heart valve at $12,900. With a typical 20% Obamacare copay, you can do the flights, hotel, surgery, and goof off in a tropical paradise with money still in your pocket for well under the price of your copay. Asia Run Like Hell Guide.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.